Does anybody know what it's called? How many of you were blessed last week? How many of you men were blessed? I got you off the hook, man. I hooked the brother up. I hooked you up. Hooked you up. At least you can throw up a flag. Praise God. Well, hey, this week we have something very special for you. As in the first time we did this series, we're kind of recapping it and doing it and freshening it up, adding some things that the Lord has spoken to our hearts about this message and this series. So with that being said, here's what we've decided to do. I have decided to turn over the reins today to my wife, Miss Michelle. She's going to come up here and she's going to, don't be clapping. What's wrong with you? Clapping. This is my job. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, if there's anybody you can clap for, you can clap for her, because she oftentimes spends her time down at the other end. So a lot of times what happens is people don't know that she can speak in front of you guys, and she can talk, and she can minister, and she does a better job of explaining women than I do, for sure. So with no further ado, if you would, give her a big hand, as she comes to minister to us.
Okay, I'm like, am I still on? I'm already on?
I turned you on.
That's the way you start out a sermon or not, but okay. All righty. Well, I have to tell you, Charlie made me write something at the top of my paper that I was to remind myself before I got started to say to everybody, and it's this: men are friends, not food. Okay, so I've had to repeat this to him several times and to myself, that men are friends, not food. So men, if you feel like you're getting chomped on a little bit, I do apologize. I don't mean to do that. It's just, you know, he made me put that at the top of my paper, so I'm trying very hard. All right. Well, I usually like to do something funny just to relax me and get me going here. So here's my funny bit for today. And like Charlie said, we did this series four years ago or so. And I got to go over my notes again. I added some things that I didn't have before. And so I'm pretty excited about doing this. If you remember some of my things from last time, then they might pop out again. So, all right. So here's my funny thing. I'm going to recap what we learned last week. Okay, so here we go, men. You gotta tell me if I'm wrong or not, but this is how I heard it. So here we go. Men at 16 to 24 weeks get brain damage so bad that they only use 30% of their brain for 5 minutes an hour, because they spend most of that time in the nothing box. They are colorblind. Men can only hear what they are looking at, and that better be one thing at a time. Pretty good? I mean, it took me about a minute to take Charlie 55 minutes to explain. So that should tell you something, ladies, about our men, right? Right. So I thought it was only good and just that we come up today, ladies, and we put a lot of this to rest. Right? Okay. All right. So let's get into this. I'm going to start off here in Genesis. Oh, and Pastor Charlie is in charge of my slides. So if anything goes awry, we know who to turn to. All right. Because I'm not good at running the iPad and my notes and my head. And yeah, so I told him he can run the iPad, so he's going to be good to me. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So let's just get it from the beginning. Obviously, we know God created us. He created our differences. He created who we are. So he knew from the very beginning what he was in store for, right? I think my differences obviously are totally different than Charlie's. Ours as a couple are totally different than yours as a couple. And he knew that from the very beginning, from the very beginning. Genesis 3:7 tells us this: then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and they made themselves coverings. So I'm going to start at the beginning. The eyes of both of them were opened. That tells me this is obviously after the sin had taken place. So before that, though, their eyes were closed to the differences. They obviously saw each other as perfect unflawed people, that there was no, they couldn't see any differences in, between the two of them. You know, no, he's stronger than me, he's faster than me. No, how can she do 20 tasks and I can only do one? I'm only thinking with 30%, she's thinking with, well, I don't know what she's thinking with. You know, they didn't see all that stuff. All that was blind to them, and all they saw was the perfection in each other. Right? And then their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened to the differences. Then they saw the physical, the emotional, all those different things that affect men and women. They began to see them. And the first thing they did was cover themselves up. They covered up the differences. And even now, men and women, we're still doing this today. We're still trying to cover up those emotional, physical, spiritual. We're still trying to cover up all those differences. Now I look at it this way. Differences can be on the good side and differences can be on the bad side. Our differences can create these things. They can create frustration. They can create rejection. They can create resentment. But listen, on the flip side of this, our differences can also create some very wonderful. They can create acceptance. They can create confidence. And most The best one of all is they can create love. They can create love in our differences. We can create love in our differences. Pastor Charlie talked about this last week. He hit on it towards the end of his message there, that we have more head differences than we have heart differences. Most of the time, me or Charlie are on the same wavelength in our heart differences. It's usually our heads that are very much off or very different, all right? And so let's talk about some of those differences today. So here we go. If you remember some of my little things from last time, here we go. So here we're going to start with the first one. Women think differently. We are a whole other creature. We are a whole other creature. All right, down there. All right. So women, we think in big picture. We think in big picture. How one thing is connected to another. If you remember my spaghetti from last time, one thing is connected to the other. We're always connecting everything. Whatever happens today, I know it's going to affect tomorrow. What happens? Okay, are the kids ready? Are they doing what they're doing? Everything is connected. No matter if it's good or bad, it's all connected in our minds. It's all connected. Why is this? Okay. Men. 30%, 5 minutes. I get it. I almost said, those are just excuses. But I didn't say that. But here's what a woman's mind does. 90% of the time, our minds are constantly going. We very rarely slow down. It's even, sometimes I have a hard time even sleeping at night. Because I'm trying to wind down. I'm trying not to think, okay, tomorrow this. And then the next day this. It's very hard for me to wind down. So I've got to read a book or I've got to watch some. I've got to try. And even then, it's very difficult. Very difficult. Our minds run at 90% constantly. We are very detailed and information people. We like detail. Amen. We like information. Here's the problem. Men don't know that. I've been married to him almost 22 years in April, and I still have trouble with the details. Still, here's an example. The other day, sometimes Charlie will speak to the kids during the day or after school or whatever that's going on. He'll usually talk to them, and sometimes I won't, so I know he has. So I'll say to him, I'll say, well, what are the kids doing today? Oh. Well, are they going to go eat with us? Are they coming home? They doing, Michael, got what's the situation? Where are the kids going to be after, what's going on? Oh. And that's just about how it goes. Oh. Nothing. I get nothing. And you would think after almost 22, you'd think he would just, no. We are detailed information people. He actually refers to our children sometimes, and I'm just going to rat him out. He actually refers to our children sometimes as the neighbors. Because sometimes they're in that age gap of 16, 19, they're doing their thing, and we get it. They've got sports, or they're doing their thing, and whatever. I mean, they're gone a lot of the times. We see them when we wake up, when we see them when we, you know, supper time, maybe by night, we see them. They're pretty good about hanging out with us, you know. So, but he tends to call them our neighbors because we're kind of like catching, you know, we don't catch them all the time. So, you know, maybe if I start calling him the neighbors, maybe he'll know the details maybe a little bit better. But yeah, we are detailed information people. We women resolve, most of the time during the day, we are always resolving day-to-day issues. It is a constant thing for us all day long, all day long. We are constantly solving day-to-day issues, right? That 90% never really sleeps or rests, all right? Now, let me just throw this out here to you. As I've gotten older, I kind of have had to watch this. That 10% that we're dealing with, ladies, that 10% that's really our free space, if we get any, I ask that you protect it. When I was younger, I would fill it with stuff that didn't need to be there. Things of, they said that about me? Well, you know, the kids are doing this. I was filling it with things that were not edifying my spirit. They were not edifying my marriage. They were not edifying my kids. And I was wasting my 10% on things that I didn't need to be wasting it on. Be very protective of that 10%. Make sure you're filling it with things that edify you spiritually, that are lifting you up. Don't waste that 10% is what I'm saying, ladies. Don't waste that. So I want to show you, so everybody understands, men, that you understand what's going on in here during that 90%. I just want to play like one minute of a whole day for you, okay? All right, so here we go. Pastor Charlie, can you play?
I wonder how cold it'll be when we get out of the swim meet tonight. Man, I need to stop by the bank and get some money for our tickets. Since I'm ministering this weekend, I need to decide early what I'd like to wear. Ooh, maybe I could get a new outfit. Just where is this school at in Carmel? I didn't ask the kids what they're doing for dinner tonight. I need to start preparing for the Easter egg hunt. How many eggs should we fill? How many bags of balloons do we need to inflate? Probably should make sure we eat supper before the meet. Yeah, Charlie would be much happier. Did Pam get a new pair of boots? Those are really cute. I need to take the car to the car wash tonight. Did I turn off the coffee maker before I left? I need to go by the grocery store before we go home tonight. Did Charlie put air in that low tire before we left this morning? I wish I could take a nap this afternoon. I need to remind Charlie about taking out the trash tonight.
Okay, that's just 1 minute. And I understand that none of that stuff made sense and none of it went together. I was random. I was everywhere. But that's us all day long. All day long. That is how we do. Okay, now I couldn't just not let you men know this is probably what's going on with you. That is not what I put in there. Charlie. That is not the slide I had. Peggy, can you run the iPad? Do you know how to do that? If you were with us last week, we went through these songs, okay? And that was the man song. Now, that probably is going through their minds. I'm not going to deny it. Not by any shake of the imagination. But could you play the slide that I had prepared? There we go. Yes. Well, what can you do but just go with it, right? All right. My third big child, you know, so. But that's probably true. More of the sound of the music is going on before the cricket sound. All right. So, men, I want to help you out with this 90%. So how do I, because I want to give you something to do with this 90% that would help you out. So we're just not spewing at you all the time, okay? Now, if you remember this last time, here we go. All right, so I've got my big jar of spaghetti. Remember, I told you We are like spaghetti. Everything is connected to us. All the details, all the information, what's going on in our day, all is connected. All right? Because sometimes we can have conversations with you and we can tell you what happened 5 weeks ago and you're like, what? I don't even remember 5 weeks ago. Right? But we can tell you what happened 5 weeks ago. We can. All right, so if the 90% starts to creep out of us and it's starting to, you know, you don't know what to do with it. All right, I'm going to help you out here. I've got my little Charlie doll. All right. He's got his little microphone on. He's good to go. He's got glasses, which Charlie don't have glasses. So that was, oh well. All right, so you men have boxes. I get that. So I wanted to help you out, kind of refer you to a place so you would know where to go when this 90% just comes out, okay? So here's the box I'm going to offer up to you. It's the I just need you to listen box, okay? So I would say jump in and hold on, okay? So here's what happens. I need you, or we need you as women, all right? I need Pastor Charlie. When my 90% just comes spewing out there, I need him to jump into the spaghetti while he's in this box. Two things, but it's okay. All right. Oh, wait. I'm suffocating you, and I think I broke your neck, so I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm trying to get you to jump in there. He's kind of resisting, but oh, his neck is still bent. Okay, well, he's good. I think he'll stay right there. All right. Men, you got to jump into the spaghetti. You got to be ready for this. You got to be ready for this. All right? Okay. Now, I would suggest while you're in the spaghetti, here are some key phrases that you can use to help us out, okay? It kind of just lets us know you're still there, you're still listening, we haven't lost you yet. There's things like this. Oh, really? Really? How did that make you feel? Oh, really? Oh, I got it. Yeah, well, how'd that make you feel? If you're saying those things sporadically through this conversation, we're like, we at least think that you're with us, that you're listening and everything is okay in your world, right? Okay, all right. Now, I would suggest not jumping out or not planning to get out until you maybe hear us say back to you, you know what? I am just so blessed to have you. I'm just so blessed. Or maybe something like, you know, thanks. Thanks for hearing me out. I know you probably didn't understand much of what I just said, but you know what? Thanks. Thanks for taking some time out for me. Or how about this one? Some of you guys may have heard this one before. I just needed somebody to vent to. Have you heard that one? I just needed somebody to vent to. When you hear these phrases, men, it is okay. It is okay. I think we have downloaded what we needed to download. We are ready to move on. So, men, I think it's a good time. Leave the spaghetti words. Yeah, okay. All right, it's a good time to jump out. I think you're good. You know, I think it's good that you can probably move on to the next box or whatever you need to do. All right, but I will say this. I will say this one. There are big points, maybe even big rewards, for those who are willing. The button has got to go. I can't even get it on Sunday. See how this goes? All right, I'm just teasing. But yes, big points, big rewards, as Pastor Charlie has helped us out so graciously with, for those who jump into the spaghetti. And if you believe it or not, that song is probably, it's programmed in our car, it's at home. Yeah, thanks to Mr. Ted. Yes. Anyway, we think differently. Men think differently. So you got me so frazzled, I'm just calling it. Women think differently. So let's go, let's move on to the next one. Moving on to the next one, it's this one. Women speak differently. We have our language all of our own. All right, so here, I want to kind of just read you a couple things that I want to, that kind of tell you what's going on in a woman's mind. Okay, here we go. This is what she says to you. It's your decision. Here's what we mean when we say that. So, you know, you don't know which way to go. So here's what we're really thinking is this. The correct decision should be obvious by now. All right, how about this one? Have you ever heard this one? Do what you want. Have you heard that one? Do what you want. But you'll probably pay for it later. Right? How about this one? You have to learn to communicate. You have to learn how to talk to me. Right? If you hear that one, beware. Because really what we're saying is, just agree with me. Right? All right. So I'll give you a few men ones so we can balance this out here. So ladies, help me out. Every service the women have got this and I haven't had to say a thing. If he says, I'm hungry, what does that mean? He's hungry. There is no other thing he means. He is hungry. I've got Charlie timed during the day. Noon, blah, blah. We know. And if we extend those hours, we are walking on shaky ground. Right? Right? How about this one? If you hear the music, I apologize. I'm bored. There you go. It means, do you wanna? Right? All right, last one. Let's talk. Now, if you hear this out of your man, be prepared. Here it goes. I am trying to impress you by showing you that I am an understanding person. And maybe, you were doing so good with the button, I just thought. If you're an understanding person, then maybe. Do you wanna? So, yeah. All right, well, now that we've kind of got that they speak differently, women tend to speak in paragraphs. We speak with detail and with paragraphs. We probably wear you out with all the information we spew at you, and you probably won't remember anything of what we told you. But we feel better about it. Because we've told you all about our day, and we've given it to you. We speak in paragraphs. Women tend to speak 25,500 words a day, where men tend to only speak 12,500 words a day. Now, this is kind of reversed at my house. Go figure. But it is kind of reversed at my house. Women tend to build connections or relationships. We're always trying to build a relationship with somebody. We're trying to find out details, always information. So we're always trying to build a connection with you or build a relationship when women are talking, right? And the last one is we ask tons and tons of questions. We're always asking questions. Always asking questions. Sometimes we get the answers and sometimes we don't, but we're always willing to ask them. Always willing to ask them. All right, next one is women do tasks differently. We are multitaskers. We can usually do five things to a man's one thing. And I think that's just how God has wired us, how he has recreated us. If you guys remember last week, Charlie was telling you about our car experience. You know, and usually in our car, if Charlie's phone rings or he needs to talk to anybody in the car, he turns our radio down and everybody, it's funny because now it just happens. Everybody in our car just kind of goes quiet, you know. And so he's either talking on the phone or he's talking to one of us and he's trying to drive sometimes. So this is how it goes. If it's somebody in the back seat, Michelle gets nervous. You know, because it's usually, yeah, and then we're back over here, yeah, and we're back over this way. It is a very frightening experience because he needs to see your face, talk to you, but drive at the same time. Whew, all right. So when Michelle drives, it goes a lot different. I don't care if the radio's on. I just talk. If the radio's on, I just talk over it. I'm usually trying to do something, you know, I'm filling with something. And I'm trying to drive. So I'm not saying it's the safest route, But I can usually do more than one thing at one time, you know? And since I really love my car, so I drive a lot. So it's fun for me because I'll move on from that. I drive a lot in my car, so it's probably safer for my children and myself. So anyway, the neighbors. Anyway, I like this verse that kind of explains how this women thing, multitasker thing works, and it's this. Psalms 139:14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. I think Charlie even used this last week for the men, and it's true. Men and women are both fearfully and wonderfully created. I mean, God knew. He knew what he was doing when he created man, and he definitely knew what he was doing when he created women. I mean, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I was teasing somebody last night. He posted something on Facebook, and he made the comment. He said, women are so complicated. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get him. You know, and it wasn't Charlie. It wasn't him. But I teased him and I said, women are not complicated. We are just complex. Right? We are just complex. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. We are just complex. I know they start with the same letter, but they're totally different things. Right? Totally different things. All right. The next one is this. And this is, ladies, I want to really kind of stay here for just a little bit. And it's this one. Women were made to be a helpmate. I really like to speak to you about what this means, because I had, let's go this way first. Genesis 2:18. Let's do this first. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. One of the main things that God has created us for is to be a helpmate to the men in our lives, whether it's your husband, a boyfriend, whatever it is. We are to be a helper, a helpmate to him. I believe early on in my marriage, I was not a very good helpmate in this area that I'm going to talk about here in just a few minutes. You know, as we've been married longer, and I see it now, and more than the things that I do, I recognize that, wow, I was not very good in this area, and I've needed to work on this quite a bit. And so, but I think for women, this is where we find being a helpmate thing, we kind of don't grasp it real quick. And this is, I think we have that 90% going all the time. We are in our homes, taking care of our homes. If we have children, we're taking care of our children. If we have jobs that are very demanding or whatever, we got that job going on. So we got several things in our lives going on. And I'm just be honest, sometimes I think we forget that we've got a very special man in our lives that makes all that things, all our family and our home and those things possible. So I think sometimes we get so busy and so bogged down with everything else that we forget we got to be a helpmate. Helpmate to the person who's here in our lives to make us better, right? So I've got two very important words that I think will help us make an effective helpmate. I think there's something that I've had to, you know, their honor and respect. Are you giving those to the men in your lives? Are you giving those two things to him? Those two things right there mean more to him than anything else you can do. Anything else you can do, these two words will affect him more than anything. Here's what I mean. Ladies, let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way. I want you to see your man as God sees him. See him how God sees him. He's a man worthy of respect because God created him to be the head of your household. He created him to be the head of your household. So if you're in a relationship or you're dating or whatever, we've talked to our daughter quite a bit about this because she's at that age. You know, make sure the person you choose to marry and to move on with in life, that they know that they're going to be the head of your household. They're leading the way. They're leading the way spiritually and everything else. They're the head. So make sure that person is who the person you want it to be. Talk to the men the way that God talks to them. Did you hear that, ladies? Talk to our men the way God talks to them. I know sometimes we can get like, we're ready to strangle. strangle. But you know what? We got to talk to them in the way that God talks to them. I think we'll probably get way more done. Maybe. But, but how about this? In loving, encouraging words. There are some phrases here that I'm going to give you. And I'll be honest, I think I took it for granted for a lot of years that, well, Charlie just knows I feel this way. He knows I feel this way because, darn it, I cook for him, I clean for him, I do this laundry, I do this, I take care of the kids, I do all this stuff. He should know that I love him, or he should know this is the way I feel. Don't take that for granted, ladies. Don't take it for granted. Our men need to hear those words from us. It's an affirmation to them. It brings honor. It brings respect to them, all right? And I think if we continue to speak these words to them, we're going to hear them more ourselves, and we're going to see our relationships change in a more positive way. Here's some of the things I'm talking about. How about this one? When was the last time you said this one? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Maybe they've done something with the kids or whatever, and it's like, hey, you did a great job with the kids today. I'm really proud of you. Thanks. I know we take it for granted, and we may not say it, that we have great husbands who are great with our kids, but it's always good to show them honor and respect by just telling them that. Let them hear those words. This one, this little phrase, I was very bad at, and I'm still working on it because, again, it's that taking hold for granted thing. Charlie has to fix a lot of things at our house. I'm just going to say most of it is probably something he has broke. I just want to throw that out there. But sometimes there are some things that I jack up, or he has to fix, or he installs for me, or whatever. So I'm always like, Charlie, can you fix this? Charlie, can you do that? Can you do this over here? Can you go fix that? All the time. And the two words I think I forget to say most of those times is thank you. Because I don't, again, it's that whole taking for granted, and your 90% is working, and you got a million other things going on, and you forget the two words that probably mean more to him. He would probably jump through fire if we ask him to, as long as they don't get singed or anything like that. In the end, you just say, well, thank you. I just wanted to see if you could jump through it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. And the last phrase there's three words. And the last phrase, you know, don't let your men take this for granted. Don't let them take it for granted. Don't let them, well, I do all these things for him. He should know that. Don't let that happen. All right. And it's not, you were right.
Yes.
That's not the three words I was referring to, men. I know you were waiting for that one. It is this, I love you. I love you. I know it seems like, well, I say that to him every day, or maybe is there meaning behind it? Is it just something you're saying because you say it every day? All right, or maybe you're not saying it at all. How about I love you every once in a while? All right, it means so much. It means so much to them. The third one is treat our men like God treats them. This one is this, build him up, don't tear him down. Build him up, but don't tear him down. This is something that I've, you know, again, you learn through mistakes, ladies, and I get it. I'm learning every day too. So that means when we're with our girlfriends or we're with friends or we're with family, I think more times than not, sometimes when we get with our girlfriends, we're just, that 90% is probably just spewing bad. And we're like, yeah, and he did this and he did that. He's a jerk over here and he's over here doing this. Okay, what kind of impression have we just put in the minds of our friends or maybe our family of what our relationship is like? What kind of damage have we just done? Have we built him up? No, we just tore him down. Right? Okay, maybe you had a rough day with him. I get it. Maybe you had a bad day. Maybe it went rough all the way around. But listen, we need to bring honor and respect to our relationships. And that means we need to build him up and not tear him down. And when we do things like that, that is just tearing down and not building up. We're not building the honor and the respect that we need to. Okay, maybe you feel like you're not getting honor and respect tonight. Okay, let's show our side, and it'll change on the other side. You start it. But lots of times, I'm telling you,
the love and the honor. You show honor and respect back, and you'll feel the love come back to you. It's amazing. All right. This one last thing I want to kind of do with this us being a helpmate is this. You will find it, and he kind of told me, and I didn't realize this for a long time, maybe a couple years ago, he kind of said something to me about this, was you will find that the most important opinion in your man's life is yours. How you feel about him, what you are saying about him, how what you are doing and speaking over him and things like that. What your opinion means more to that man that sits beside you or does life with you or whatever means more to him than anything else. Now, maybe your man will never admit that, but it's true. Your opinion means more to him than anything else in this world. So guard that, okay? Give him honor and respect. Give him honor and respect. All right, this last one is this. Women need security. We need to feel secure in our relationships. Well, I'm mostly speaking to the men's side of this. We need to feel our security in our relationships with our men, all right? Emotionally, physically, financially, all those things, all right? It is a constant need in us as we're always asking the internal questions. Am I being provided for? Well, is he going to help me with this? Do I feel safe? I mean, we're always asking. You may not hear those questions come out of our mouths or our heads or whatever, but we're always asking ourselves, do I feel secure in this relationship? Whether it's been 50, 20, 1 year, whatever it is, we're always asking the questions of security. You guys can meet our physical security. You guys meet that physical security in us, all right? Sometimes this security motivates our behavior. If we're feeling shaky, if we're not quite feeling secure enough, it motivates everything we say and do. And just know that, guys. It motivates that behavior. It motivates our behavior. Our security, when our security is met, it means as much to us when that security is met. As a man, it means this. I've been really trying. I guess the button helped out a little bit, you know. We might as well use it if we got it, right? So when our security met, when we need our security needs met, it's about as much as a man needs you know what, you know? All right. So men, when we're asking you all these questions, and you can see this conversation coming a mile away, you know the look. You know when it's coming. All right, those security questions are coming, so just be ready for them. All right, we have learned as we've had differences of opinion and we've talked about things that if Charlie will meet that security need first in a discussion, our discussions go very differently at the end. So what do I mean by, well, what do you mean by he meets your security issue, the discussion part of that first? Well, if he says things like this to me, I'm for you, okay? I'm for you. I want to help you with this. I want to help you with this. I want to try to get understanding in this. I'm totally for you, so let's try to figure this out. How about this, and I've heard this one too. I hear you, even if I don't know how to fix it. I'm listening, though, and that tells me, okay, he's listening to me. He's with me on the same page. He's going to try. He's going to try to hear me out here. All right? Now listen, if that security need is not met, we are kind of just know, men, we are all over the place, okay? And the stuff is just going to come flying, and it probably won't stop. Logic goes out the door, and we're just, and you're just like looking at us like, what just took over my wife or my girlfriend or whatever this is, and how do I stop it? Right? How do I stop this? You know? And like I said, all logic is gone. It's gone. Because we're just going. And I like how this kind of wraps this up. It says, most likely we will beat you to a pulp with our overpowering skills of communication. And I know for a fact, Charlie has came out of conversations with me physically tired because I have worn him out. And guess what? There was really no resolution to the problem because we didn't meet the security need first. So we're still at this place of like, oh, and he's like going his way, I've gone mine, you know? So men, that's why I'm saying if you meet our security need from the get-go, if you just address it and say, listen, I'm listening, I'm here for you, I'm trying, give me some credit here, I'm with you. The conversation goes so much differently because we know that you're with us. You're in this for the long run. You're going to listen to us. You're going to help us out here. All right? And usually you can come to the resolution pretty quickly, right? Without security, women, we feel worry. We feel doubt, fear, the feeling of being alone. But with security, we feel confidence. We are provided stability, a sense of being taken care of. We feel like part of your team. Part of your team. And ultimately, we feel loved. We feel loved by you. All right? Now, I just want to switch this gears just real quick. Physically, men, you are a rock in the security place. Now, our spiritual security, I want you to look to somebody totally different. I want you to look to Christ. For your spiritual security, we have to look to Christ and to Christ alone. All right? This is whether you are single, whether you are married, whether you are dating someone, whether you are divorced, and male or female, it doesn't matter. Where do you find your security? You find it in Christ. Now, is this something that just happens in one day and you feel, it's like I kind of want to refer it to as like a big security blanket that you just wrap around you and you feel warm, you feel protected, you feel loved, right? Right? And so, we know when we've got that security blanket around us that we can do anything that we set our minds to because we've got his love. We've got his acceptance. We are part of his team. We got him behind us, in front of us, all around us. All right? And with him, we can do anything we want to do. Right? We've got a man that he's provided to come alongside. All these things. Man, can you imagine what our relationships would be like without him? They would be a mess. They would be a mess. And maybe you're in a mess right now and you don't understand why. Find God's security. Find God's security and start wrapping yourself up in that blanket and see how things will start to transform in your life. See how those things will start to transform. Listen, he makes all of our relationships, our families, our friendships, our marriages. He makes all those things possible, right? Oh, I'm way over time. Sorry. We are created in his image, all right? And God with his difference. And God made us with his differences, yes. But listen, without God's love, his forgiveness, it's available to each and every one of us. And it makes it totally worth it to deal with the differences that both of us, that both male and females have. So ladies, I hope I did us justice today. I hope, men, I've imparted some kind of wisdom into you, whether it's jumping in the spaghetti or whatever it is, you know, or maybe just listening to the details, whatever you got. I hope I imparted some little nugget to you this morning. So last night, which I really enjoyed, Charlie, we came up together, and so if you guys would stand, please. I don't come down in this area very often, and so we got to pray together just this morning and last night, so we want to do that over you guys too. So, you want to lead us in prayer?
You want me to sing? I got a soul.
No, you've had enough of that button today.
Hey, no, seriously, as far as the messages and everything, I know some of you, you know, obviously we have a lot of couples in our church, and we obviously want to minister to you, but understand this, even if you're not married, this message should apply to your life. Because you deal with people of the opposite sex, and in dealing with them, you have to understand how they're wired, how to minister to them, how to talk to them, how their world works. Because how many of you know men and women are wired completely different? Right? And it's neither one or bad. That isn't the goal here. The goal is to show you how they're different. And I think Michelle did a great job as far as explaining that. So, amen. Thank you. I got the button.
Yeah. Just wait. I will be sitting there eventually.
Yeah, right. It was... Here's what you don't know. She knew I had this because I did it last night. She didn't know that. Last night, it was funny. Yeah. It was funniest the first time. But every service, I've done it at a different time. So she didn't know when it was coming to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'll have my button someday. I'll get my button.
All right. Hey, listen, if you would, though, if you're dating someone, hold their hand. If you're married, hold their hand. Whoever you're here with as far as spouse or who you're connected to, hold their hand. Let me bless you guys, all right? Father, I lift up each and every one of our couples here today. Whether they're married, dating, whatever the case might be, Father, I pray that you would bless them, that you would touch them. Father, I pray that the husband or the man receives some information and impartation today of information that he can use to apply. Father, we know in our hearts that oftentimes our differences are head differences, not heart differences. So I pray that through us talking about maybe some tough times and struggling, that you will give each and every one of us some insight on how to do it, especially to our men. And Father, I lift up our ladies, that you would give them insight into their men. And even if their men, maybe it isn't their husband, maybe it's their son, maybe it's a grandson. However this information can be applied, Father, I expect you to do great things. But most importantly, Father, I believe that you want marriage to be strong. You want homes to be strong. Father, I believe that the breakdown of the home and the family is where the enemy attacks the most. So I pray that what you have joined together, Father God, let not man or devil tear apart. God, I pray that you'd allow our homes and our marriages in this church and boyfriends and girlfriends as they reach the next level of marriage, that they would be the strongest homes that they could possibly be, the strongest homes in this community for sure, God. I pray that you would bring them together. Let them get on the same page, Father God. And I pray that as we give them information, they'll apply it. They will apply this information so they can have heaven on earth and not hell on earth in their homes. And I thank you for blessing them today. In Jesus' name, come on. All God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.